Folks at home, how you doing? Welcome to iCast 2019. We're at the BUTV booth. It's been a great show. This is my first time sitting here.
It's good to have you.
It's great, Pete. We've got Pete here, Ryan the Carpenter, Justin. We got a lot of guys. Jeff, of course, manning the camera, working hard this week. Pete, give me an update. I didn't get to experience what you guys experienced. Tell me about it.
Man, we talked with so many great people. Aaron Martins was just here with David Swinside. They brought a 2-pound glide bait.
2-pound glide bait?
2 pounds. It was as long as the table.
Wow.
It looks like a trout. It's just, I don't know how you throw it, how you fish it, but it's like throwing a 2-pound bass,
you
know?
That's awesome. And yeah. It doubles as a paperweight, which is good.
Dude, it would hold your stuff down in a hurricane. It's, right. It's huge.
But has this went on all week, the shenanigans here?
No, okay. No, we haven't had. We see BTC over there playing in the pond. Yeah. But we've talked to everybody. We talked about cashing fishing rods and you know how guys are simplifying that situation.
Yeah.
All the new baits. One of the coolest stuff we've talked about fishing lines. We talked about how one of our subscribers saw a seminar about the importance of quiet flipping.
One of our seminars. Yeah.
Brought that to a major line company and developed a line that's 30% quieter. Based off a seminar he saw at BU.
Wow. Yep. Now, are we going to get a royalty off of that? I just want to know.
No, it hadn't been addressed. You know whose seminar it was? Want to guess?
I'm going to say flipping Ish Monroe.
Randall Tharp talked about the importance of quiet, and so that happened, and
that happened.
We had so many people. I'm trying to remember, but we had a lot of the pros on the Elite Tour are subscribers to Bass University.
Yes.
Everybody sitting in your seat right there talking to me, like, can I get a subscription? I want to watch this
stuff.
That's
awesome.
And, as BTC joins us right now.
I love it.
You know, so we looked at everything that was the latest and greatest in iCast. We talked about tournaments. We talked about the MLF Tour. We talked about Bassmasters.
Yeah.
And, just a tremendous amount of stuff. But you're the first interviewee that wore a wig.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's actually my real hair. Make sure it's a wig. That we know of. You mean you didn't interview Marsha Phan?
No.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
You kind of look like that.
I do.
Why are you wearing the wig? People want to know.
The wig. So Becky came up with this concept a few years ago, wearing disguises to get us through to the next booth. So with Rapala, we got to get to Missile. With Missile, we got to get to Berkeley. You know, you get stopped, and people want to talk, and I love that. Yeah. But you also have to be on time to the next appointment. So come up with this concept of wigs and disguises, and it's developed over the last few years. And this year, I got to be honest with you, Pete, we used a different one each day. We had this look the first day, which was more Afro-like with glasses.
Yeah.
Did not work whatsoever. Terrible.
They found you?
They found me still somehow. Yesterday, we had a ZZ Top look, really long beard with sunglasses. Ooh. Did not work. And finally, today, I had all my money based on this mullet-esque wig, and that did not work today.
You're getting too popular.
Too popular. So we're going to have
famous.
To go full mask next year. Full mask next year, folks. Keep your eye out. iCast 2020.
Full mask.
Come on. Let's mask.
I don't need a mask. I can walk seamlessly through iCast. Not a mention at all. But... Maybe you ought to wear my mask.
Maybe I
should. Wear Pete face.
Maybe I should.
Pete face. Be able to walk right through the whole thing.
Pete's face.
Mossy Oak's new camo for next year will be called Pete Glusick. You can walk anywhere.
Not be recognized.
Listen to me. If Dennis TJ can have a shirt on with crawfish, why not a mask with Pete's face on? Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's a new brand being launched this week. Here's what I'm excited about. This is the first chance I got to be here, but honestly, I feel like this is the best time to be with you guys right here, especially live. We're going to give you an unbiased, non-political, non-set-up best of show. And this is going to be the BU best of show. I'm excited about that, Pete.
I think
there's no politics here.
We get a lot of politics, right?
And
ICAST is the industry fishing show, for you guys who don't know. And there's saltwater stuff, there's stuff that applies to trout and all different kinds of things. We're bass heads, right? We're the Bass University. We're picking the lures and the things that we saw that are really going to help guys catch fish. And I think are going to be impactful in the coming years.
Yes.
In bass fishing.
Yeah.
Stuff that works.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's hard because, you know, when you watch the best of show and you see the results, I look at it and some of them throw you off because you think how could that win? But, you know, we're going to give you some of our opinions, and I think this is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun.
There might not be a duck.
Or a spider.
Or a spider. Or a bat.
Is there a bat?
That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't remember that. It's crazy. Huh?
A parakeet.
A parakeet.
There was a parakeet.
Parakeet?
There, didn't win.
There was a shrimp one year.
Shrimps?
Big shrimp.
Yeah, there was
shrimp.
A parakeet this year.
There was a shrimp. Brian, before we start talking product, give me a little bit of... can we hear Brian without a mic? Is that okay? Or we can't? I want to hear a little...
You can hear him fine?
I want to hear a little bit of your take.
Testing.
This is your what is this? Your second, third, fourth ICAST in a row?
Third or fourth.
Okay. Yeah. Give me your opinion overall this ICAST versus years past.
I feel like it was a little bit quieter.
A little bit quieter. I agree with that.
Yeah. I got to see a lot more of it for the first time, got out of the booth and got to walk around, so that was cool. And we got to go to the new product showcase.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was a good thing that we got to see it. I got to see why some of the stuff that gets picked and who's picking it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
There's
when's the last time you caught a bass, bro? You know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah. that's why.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah.
It was good getting to see what's up with that. And, you know, there might be some changes coming to that. I talked to our buddy about that.
Okay.
And he said he'd like to see a certain, you know, section eliminated from the voting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that it gets less political and things that actually catch fish start winning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Right.
Speaking of catching fish, second place at the ICAST Cup.
Round of applause, everybody.
Round of applause for Ryan DeCarpenter.
Let's hear it. Come on.
Second place.
Woo-hoo.
Round of applause for Ryan DeCarpenter, everybody. Second place. Very exciting time. That's the first time in history Brian actually caught a fish. So. No, that was a joke.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. I'm messing with you. I'm not serious.
Caught two of the fish.
Oh, made
two
it big ones.
Yeah. Two or three of our keepers. So I fished the ICAST Cup with John Cox,
yeah.
Hunter Shryock.
That'd been a blast.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we didn't have to catch anything and it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
So I got to fish in Florida on John Cox's boat.
Wow.
Which was awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
He's dialed too.
Oh, he's so cool, yeah. So laid back.
Yeah.
Like over the top laid back.
Yeah.
Ridiculously laid back.
It's funny. We need to get him on BU Live at home or on Ike Live and talk about that.
We're working on it.
Because I think that's a part of John's success. Dude, there are some anglers
not
that are...
Not stressing out.
Oh, dude, there are some anglers that are laid back that can't catch crap. They can't catch a cold.
Yeah.
But when you're a laid back angler and you don't care about anything and you can catch them, it's a deadly combination, dude.
You never get rattled.
Look at John Cox.
Yeah.
It's a deadly combination.
He can catch them.
You know? He can catch them.
But...
Good angler.
I don't want to brag, but I caught the most fish in the boat. I'm just saying.
Elizabeth!
On that day, I caught the most fish in the boat.
Wow. I believe that. I want to just, Pete, get your opinion too, but I want to throw out there, is this the year of the trolling motor? ICAST this year, you know, you see themes. And a few years ago, it was the year of the kayak. And a year before that, it was the year of apparel, clothing. Is this the year of the trolling motor at ICAST?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, we've got three brand new trolling motors that have been, you know, were showcased here. We've had, now Minn Kota has ruled the roost, right? Wouldn't
right.
we agree?
Right.
For the last half a decade, you know? And,
yeah.
And Motor Guide ruled for a little while before that, but Minn Kota seems to have it in recent times. But man, what did we see? We saw you feature the Lowrance
Ghost.
New trolling motor and Garmin.
Garmin with a brand new one?
With a brand new motor out. And Motor Guide completely renovated their motor.
revamped it.
Yeah.
And so we've had three major, you know, advances in the trolling motor world.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. I got to walk past all three displays. It all looked interesting. I think they all had cool features, but Motor Guide had two. And the one Motor Guide, the head on the trolling motor, was as big as a Fiat. Jennifer Lopez, if you're watching, that may be the trolling motor for you. I was pushing
up. How do you describe that shape?
Dude,
was that a rhombus? It was a rhombus, wasn't it?
I don't know. It looked like a Fiat.
It had so many angles, man.
It looked like a Fiat. It had a hood, a scoop, a top. It had a trunk. It was Jenny from the block of trolling motors.
It was certainly it was large and it was unusual, you know. So we were kind of taken back by its appearance, you know. But the part that I want to get involved in, and you know, you read up all the features, and of course, if you read the features on the motors here, yeah, each one of those trolling motors is the best.
Yeah,
you know.
Of
so
course, yeah.
You know, I want to kind of get them out on the water and see what they're like. You know,
it's the only way to tell.
Yeah. The only way to tell with a lot of this stuff, not just the trolling motors. You got to use it. You
got
to get out there and use it. You know, I'm looking at some of the stuff out here that I had a chance to use before it was launched here, but that's the only way to do it.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I ran into with the new product showcase, looking at all these crankbaits, swim baits. I'm like, it looks cool.
Right. Right.
But what if you throw the thing and it just goes like that?
Right. Right.
So you don't know. You got to use it.
Yeah,
there was no video. That was just, it sat there.
You got to use it. But props off to, is it Savage Gear right here next to us? I got to see that trout. And that's a great thing at ICAST. Some of these boots have little tanks,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, proof is in the pudding.
That was
so that was really
that.
Cool. I saw it.
We went and we filmed with.
That's a really cool bait. Really cool bait. I like the movement of it.
Fisherman.
Yeah.
Demonstrated all those.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
But another component of that, though, you still got to get it out there and make a fish bite it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And it can look amazing and do a lot of different cool stuff, but, you know, it's got to be about getting strikes, you know?
Right.
And that's what we're going to talk about. But what I want to do is, now that you're here, I my mind was so blown with all that we did, I just wanted to do a recap with you here.
I'm here.
So that we can talk a little bit. We're going to fire through this. Tell you what we captured.
Okay.
Tell you guys at home what you can expect on Bass U TV. But we had Brandon Palahniuk. We caught up with him in the Rapala booth and talking about that bait right there. If one of you guys can grab that. And that's the brand new glide bait, the Storm Arashi Glide.
That's the one with all the buzz around it. Carl, you know, a lot of guys using it before it was launched with a lot of success. So finally
and,
here.
And you know, he's teaching us how to use it. All the intricacies involved in that bait. We were with John Cruz talking about a lot of things, but mainly about his Ned Bomb, mm-hmm, which the Ned, mm-hmm, dude, you know what it is? It's really not the year of the trolling motor. It's the year of the Ned rig.
I would agree with that.
It really is.
A lot of products.
Everybody had a Ned bait, a new
design. Including my water bug with Berkley Power Bait, specially designed for a Ned rig or a drop shot.
Yep.
Come on, let's float. It's a floating shape, 100% floating shape.
We had James Watson. We had James Watson talking about spoonjacking and explaining why Chris Zaldane lost all those fish at the Bassmaster Elite tournament.
Really? I want to know the answer to that. Can you give me a quick answer to that?
No stinger hook.
Stinger
on his spoon.
On the top. Yeah.
No stinger.
Free swinging or a treble stinger? Because they have the freestyle hooks, which is a single swish style hook.
I know what you're talking about.
Swish shots, whatever it is.
He didn't specify.
But
James has a stinger on his spoon, and he was saying that it might have been against bass rules to add a hook.
Huh.
But he's not sure about that. But that might be explained why he didn't have it.
And he also happens to have a Signature Series spoonjacking rod.
That's right.
Which was
brand new.
Wow. James Watson?
Yeah.
With what company?
Cashin.
Oh, cool. Cashin. Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'd like to feel that.
We also had Casey Scanlon, fresh off of his win on Lake Champlain, talking about how to adjust to falling water conditions, which is an amazing seminar. He adjusted every single day.
Did anyone ask Casey about the flotilla of kayaks that went past his boat
amazing?
During the tournament? That was unbelievable. He handled it way better than I would, if I can tell you that right now.
That's a fact.
That was amazing. If you guys haven't seen it, it's available somewhere. You got
to
search it.
Yeah, go to his Instagram or his Facebook account and look at that video.
20 kayaks go by. They hit the front of his boat, you know?
On Lake Champlain. It's a 100-something-mile long lake. And they were this close.
Yep.
I don't understand how.
Fred Rombanis has got a frog line coming out.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom's coming out. With right here with Cortland.
Wow.
He's got a frog line coming out with Cortland.
Dude, real quick, we're live, right? Is this live? Shout out to Freddie Boom Boom Rombanis for being able to design a bait with 5 different companies within 5 years. Shout out to Freddie. I saw Freddie frog from Snagproof, one from Stanford, and now one from Cortland. You go, Freddie.
Well, that's a line.
That's awesome.
That's just a line.
Oh, frog line.
Oh,
I thought you made his own.
A line of frogs? No. A line for frogs.
Well, whatever. He's still awesome.
We had Cody Meyer teaching us about clear water. And we had young Patrick Walters.
Young Patrick. Yeah. How's your mom and them? How's your mom and them? How's your mom and them?
Kurt.
Did you say that to him?
Forgot.
Oh, Brian! Yeah.
We just did.
Brian.
Kurt Dove, a Ned rig seminar. Seth Fider talking about your Tokyo rig. Here's the deal. Here's the takeaway from that. You can punch a mat with half the weight using a Tokyo rig over a Texas rig. Half.
Wow.
You need 1 ounce to get through with a Texas rig.
Yeah.
You can get through with a half ounce using a Tokyo rig.
That's big.
Yeah. That's huge.
Huh.
Big deal.
I didn't know that. I've been fishing a Tokyo rig and I did not know that.
Yeah, he says because of the way the weight is and it will grab and pull.
Right.
As opposed to
it all being one piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of with the line, the weight, the bait. But according to Seth, and it's like with Fider, he doesn't think about anything but fishing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing else going on in his head. Like, when's my next cigarette? A dart.
Let's go bang a dart.
Let's go bang a dart.
That's it. Cigarette and fishing. Him and Brian Thrift have a lot in common.
and they just. It's,
I like
so
it.
He says stuff.
Yeah. No, I believe it.
And
I believe it.
Zaldane, always amazing. Best teacher ever. And talking about Humminbird 360 and their advancements that they've made with that system.
Cool technology.
And
how the heck you use it.
Yeah.
Well, you have all the money in the world and buy it and put it on your boat, but if you don't know how to use it, it's a different story.
You got to use it to catch fish.
Right.
It can do things.
And the way he simplifies it so we all can and learn from that. Here's the deal. I mentioned this to you. Matt Airy stroking a jig like you're supposed to do it. Like, I didn't know that's the way you were supposed to do it.
That's awesome.
And you guys got to check that out. We had Ike.
Which one?
we had you talking with Brandon.
Yeah, I did. I got to jump in your spot. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did Brandon teach us there?
We got Brandon Palmer talking about a football head jig. He designed a jig for mullets. I tell you the one thing about Brandon. Dude, he's the most particular dude I've ever met. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a lot of these guys, the opportunity to put their name on something, they don't even care, right? They're just like, wow, you know, and it's cool, right? Yeah. You know, they've worked their whole life as first chance, I'll get my name on something. But dude, Brandon's the opposite. Brandon will not let somebody put something out with his name until it's right. He doesn't care like this. He doesn't care if
that took a decade.
If it takes 3 years, whatever it is.
3 years.
But we went over the football head jig with Brandon Polnick and the design of that jig, but also how he uses it. And how he works. Thank you. And it was really, really interesting. Really interesting seminar.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We talked with Aaron Martins and David Swinside about the Duo Realis, and got one right there. It's a kind of a power spin
power
bait.
Version, heavier,
can fish a lot little heavy. Deeper.
Put it on a bait caster, right?
And Aaron said something that I had found. Likes to burn it, likes to reel it fast.
Wow!
That affords you the opportunity.
The bigger, heavier version.
You can move it quicker through the water column and do some different things with it.
Very cool.
Yeah, Aaron's always, you talk about meticulous, there's a guy that definitely is. And
David Dudley?
We had David Dudley.
Why you don't need to wear underwear?
Wow. I knew that, but I didn't know why.
A half an hour on why underwear is just not really that necessary.
Wow. It's a great seminar.
Is that what he told us?
No, I don't know.
I can't remember what he taught us.
Sounds like a Ike Live seminar, though, not a BU seminar.
That he doesn't practice. He doesn't pre-practice. You know,
that was really interesting. We talked about practice and how he has eliminated practice completely because it can...
Pre-practice. Not official practice.
Right. Going before the event, he goes for the official practice only because of getting yourself sidetracked by what you found last week, last month. Doesn't want nothing to do with that.
Right.
You know, and...
I can relate to that.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Scott Martin came in for a visit.
Scott Martin.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's
nice.
Scott Martin.
Scott
nice.
Came, Scott's got a, with Live Target, he's got a new spoon. Not a, you know, it's more along the lines of a Hopkins spoon.
A short,
a
compact.
Short, compact.
Yeah.
Designed. He actually worked with them.
So not flutter spoon, slab, more slab style.
More slab, but sort of flutter.
Okay.
You know, it's just kind of a smaller, yeah, similar to a Hopkins, but a little bit different. But he designed it for Lake Hamilton. Anticipating schooling fish, and they're schooling on little bait
right
at Lake Hamilton.
Okay,
so he's got a smaller size spoon that he showed summer schoolers.
Right.
Yes, that he came and talked to us about. I got a lot of people that we tried to get to. I see on this list, BDC, that man, we just didn't get to them. But I mean, there's just so many notable. Jared Lidner, we talked about catching giant bass. Had a target. He had some big glide baits and big rats. I mean, rats half as big as this table.
Got to see some big rats. Mullick's with a soft rat wake bait introduction this year.
That's
really cool.
That's the
really, really cool. Ooh.
There's something about that in big fish that triggers the bite.
Drives nuts.
Dude, here's another similarity. We Zaldane told us about this and the importance of fishing uphill
with
your swim baits.
Yes. I've heard that from Chris so many times, and it's so true.
It is.
It really is.
And Littner echoed that sentiment. He said, to truly get the big ones, you got to fish uphill. And he said the like they'd fish tournaments, and they'd catch 9-pounders, the lunker in the tournament.
Yeah.
And they'd talk to the bank anglers. They'd have 12s and 13s.
Wow.
You know, fishing that uphill scenario.
Yeah, and I've seen that a lot. I'm a big, I oogle content on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the Japanese anglers post video of catching big ones in Japan on swim baits. And you always notice their boat is like almost on the bank.
On the bank.
And they're casting out.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very interesting, you know?
Yep.
Very interesting.
That is super interesting. And we had just so many good things that are happening.
We had B-Lat over here.
We had B-Lat talking about Z-Man products and, you know, how to rig those. Because they're kind of, you know, different. They're different than soft plastics, but Elastec.
Yeah.
They've got holes cut in it for rigging, and he showed how to manipulate it to get it on their keepers better and how everything's designed specifically for that bait.
Yeah.
And how to keep it, you know, because they can interact with other plastics.
Right.
Yep. And as I look here on the phone, I see an Ike Live shot with me scoring some Captain Morgans.
Beck. You got my phone, don't you? You got my phone?
Who is there anybody I'm missing, BTC?
Yeah, Garrett Paquette came in and told us how he's going to win the next event.
That's right.
And,
calling a shot.
Calling a shot. Dave Williams.
Dave Williams. Yep. Talking about the simplicity of rod selection.
Yep. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yes.
Anybody? I only use three rods.
I'm looking for my phone real quick.
So we had a pile, guys, and we're going to be getting all this content to you. We're going to be, you know, once we get it all edited, we're going to be releasing this every week at Bass University. And it's some tremendous stuff where we're showing you guys new products, and the best guys in the world, as always here at Bass U, are teaching us, giving us some lessons. I promise you, there are some serious blow your hair back moments. just like that.
Just like that.
But I'm looking, I think, you know, I think this would be a good time for us to do
Let's do it, guys.
We're going to be picking the best in show. We got Justin Kimmel has sat in with us.
Justin.
Program manager here at Bass University, BTC. And, of course, Ike. Anybody want to go first?
Me?
You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Justin. Justin first.
Let's let Pete save it because he's probably got a long-winded story on it. You know... I'm obsessed with watching videos, watching. I could watch a glide bait in a tank with no fish biting it all day. Props to Storm, but I'm going to talk about how John Cruise got carried away with all the new colors on this Ned Bomb.
Yeah. Ned Bomb. Ned Bomb. Johnny Cruz Muscle Baits. New colors.
I love contrast. I love two colors, not necessarily always fused together, but like a Cinco with like a level of all the laminate ones where there's a color on top and a color on bottom. I think contrast is important. I think a lot of bait fish's tails contrast against against their body. And I think John tapped into that like never before. Props to John Cruz for giving the world this to catch a ton of fish.
Yeah, I think you, that John. Deserves it. John Cruz, Missile Baits,
Ned Bomb.
I do want to throw this in here, Pete, get your opinion on it. Brian, chime in on this. Dude, I love this because at ICAST over the years, I've seen the old become new again. The old become new. Dude, here's a resurgence of fire tails, dude.
Yeah,
fire
that's right.
Tails. Yeah. Seriously.
And what else?
And ribs?
The stingray.
The stingray grub. Yeah, man, stingray grub. Fire tails. I love it. You know, it worked back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
It's working again now, you know.
Yeah. A little bit tweaked, a little bit different.
I love it. I think the reintroduction of fire tails is great.
The way you're rigging that out, that looks like the Mike Long rig. Except in multiple colors.
There we go. Actually, that might have been better than white.
All right. Who's next?
Is that a live comment?
All right. Wrong show. Who's next?
Me.
Brian Carpenter.
So for me, I looked at everything, and again, like I said, I had trouble. How can I pick a crankbait without throwing it? Mm. You know what I mean? Unless I have gotten the opportunity to throw it. And I did get the opportunity to throw this. A couple times, I borrowed yours, and you quickly took it back. and it is amazing. Plus, we got to see Carl using it.
Yeah.
And I, this bait works.
Yeah.
And it's, what is it, price point about 30-something bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
right
for a glide bait, you know, they able to bring that down from $100, $200.
That's incredible.
To a glide bait people can afford.
Yep.
It definitely works.
Yeah.
It's proven.
Yep.
There you have for me.
Storm Arashi glide bait.
Storm Arashi.
One thing on that, too.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this as a fish head in the industry who is listening, and I have no sponsor affiliations really, but we're talking to some people. There are some big swim baits that are being rushed to the market right now. Brandon's been working on that for 3 to 4 years.
Yeah,
you've already said what you've said about Brandon.
Yeah.
There is a lot of work into that swim bait.
A lot.
And I mean, Carl Jacobson's proving it to everybody.
I'll throw something in here real quick. I did get a chance to corner Carl this week at the Mollux booth.
Ooh.
Some of those conversations you have when you get a guy one-on-one, you pick stuff up.
Oh, good.
I love it. And he said something real interesting. You know, a trend right now with swim baits is to put a visible patch on that swim bait somewhere. You see the Japanese putting a piece of tape or a bright color so they can track it from a far away off. They can see it. Carl said, he's like, no, mate. You know, he doesn't do that. He doesn't want to see it. And he started talking about his typical cast with this is a long cast where he's purposely not looking at the bait.
Yeah.
And his whole retrieve back, instead of that steady wind until you see the fish, his whole retrieve, he pretends there's a fish behind it right from when the bait hits the water.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole cast, he's reeling, pausing, giving, reeling, pausing, you know, the whole time back.
Mm.
But it reminded me of David Fritz. You know, where back in the day when he didn't want to feel that plug, right?
Yeah.
He laid it on his rod. He sat down. He never looked at his bait. He spit tobacco, whatever he was doing. It reminded me of that same theory. It was interesting. I heard that one-on-one from Carl. It was great.
You can actually see that on Bass University TV where he demonstrates his technique for fishing that exact bait, the prototype.
360 rotation. 360 rotation.
And a month.
Yeah.
It'll be available in a month.
And the hook rotation
is key. They put a swivel, they put a barrel swivel there so that the fish can't leverage that. Because that's one of the big problems with big swim baits.
Yeah.
Fish get off.
Yeah.
And with that rotating scenario, they just can't get off as much. They're trying to kick us out of here, but we're not leaving.
Look at that. Safe
travel. God?
Jesus. Father?
All right, I'm going to go, if that's okay. And I unfortunately didn't get a big scope of the show, honestly. I saw little bits and pieces. I saw a lot of really cool stuff, both sponsor-related and non-sponsor-related. The trolling motor, I really wanted to talk about, but I thought, you know, that's a big-ticket item. What's the second biggest thing that I think is going to be a game-changer? And I'm jaded, but I got to say it, and I brought it here. And it's the bladed hybrid treble from VMC. Dude, the reason I love this thing, and I've talked about it my whole first day here, is how easy it is to add a little bit of flash, to add a little bit of flash to your bait, to a jerk bait, a spy bait, a top water, a blade bait, a through line, anything, dude, adding a little bit of flash, a little bit of vibration, a spy bait. And I think this is a game changer without spending a lot of money.
Yep. What was
You're talking about game changer.
Game changer.
You're talking about
the year of the game changer.
You're talking about a pack of hooks that cost about $3 where you can totally upgrade and change the look of your bait without buying a new bait. This is my pick. It happened to win Best of Show for real.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, they got that one right,
yeah,
I think.
VMC.
Yeah, that's a good job.
Best of Show.
Well done.
Yeah.
I would love that. I fished one of the Costa Championships, and the fish were jumping over my topwater.
Right.
I missed a dozen fish, and I could not figure how to trigger those fish to connect with the bait.
Yeah.
This would have been a great adjustment to see if I could get those fish to connect.
I want to tell you, in testing this, when they started sending them, the interesting thing about this, Pete, is that does not affect the action of the bait whatsoever. From the deepest diving crankbaits to a topwater, doesn't affect the action of the bait, and it works just as good on the belly of a bait as it does on the tail of a bait.
Interesting.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yes.
Good pick. Excellent pick.
I got a question. Because you've tested this.
Yes.
Are you doing just the belly and no tail for that hook ever to make them kind of key in on it?
I have tested it all three ways. I've tested the bladed treble and the tail. Little bit of weight there, so it's interesting on top waters that you want to put tail down a little bit. It helps you with that.
Yeah.
I've tested them on the belly, a belly on crankbaits on a DT6, a DT10. Really cool, because you never see flash that. And I've also tested them with two on a jerkbait, on a two-hook jerkbait, a flash on the tail and a flash on the belly. And again, it's just a little bit more weight, just a little bit. So you can actually get a true suspending bait to sink a little bit. And dude, think about the extra flash. I know how, you know, we're both into that, tweaking it.
Flashing.
Like this, like that, a little like this, a little.
You got me.
And this is going to help you do that.
Tweakers. All right.
Pete, last but not least.
Well, I tell you, you know, I got all the ones you talked about in your honorable mentions. Z-Man came out with a Mega Ned rig, which we didn't hear mentioned. I like the
Mega Ned, like JT Kenny.
Yes, but this is 6 inches. This is a 6-inch one.
Six inch.
Big, giant one. Yep.
Wow.
We've got Rage striking as a Ned Rage bug, which is pretty cool. They have a bait from 13 Fishing, the Pathfinder. It's like the old man's ghost.
Yeah.
You know, walk the dog bait for matted vegetation. Yeah. They got a
hollow body?
It's a hollow body in the rear, hard in the front.
Wow.
Pretty neat deal
dual
to fish.
Dual density.
I saw a cool buzz bait, a nice lipless bait that's really, really big.
Oh, that looks nice.
From Tightlines UV Lure Company, the Raptor crankbait.
Huh.
That big, giant lipless, which can be so good. Of course,
Duo has the
Arashi glide bait. Duo is one of my picks, kind of a Magnum spin bait. And I have a picture of the really cool swimming pool at the hotel we stayed at, but I don't know why that's there. We had an interview with Captain Justin Jones from Lake Okeechobee, and this is how it comes to my pick. He's a Bass University subscriber, saw a seminar from Randall Tharp about the importance of being silent in your flipping when you're in that round, that how fish get educated to the braid, how it's cutting through the grass, going through the lines of your rod.
It's got noise.
It's got a lot of noise. And he was connected with these folks over here at Cortland. Cortland's been building fish and line forever.
Yeah.
In the fly fishing world and the saltwater world. And he got them interested in this, and they came up with a line called Silent Flip. And it's a 16-strand braid, which is, they're claiming 30% quieter than all the other braids.
Right. Hollow core.
It's actually not. It's a solid line.
Solid.
Because there are 16 strands. It's a solid line. It's not heated. It's not stretched like a lot of other lines are, and they're able to achieve a lot of silence.
Wow.
With this line. So
that's awesome. Normal braid line that we flip with is what? 6 to 10 strands?
Six or lower, yeah. Okay. Usually six, eight, yeah, right. Something like that.
Yeah, and this is 16.
This is 16 strands. Interesting. There's a 12 strand is the only other line that I've seen that had that many.
Right.
So this is well above that. But to be able to achieve that quietness when you're flipping in the mats, anytime you're dealing with it, to eliminate that.
Yeah.
I think that's a very unique feature that is going to help people catch fish
in a pressure situation.
This is my pick.
Here you go.
Best in show.
Pete's pick. Pete's not. Pete's mask. The list goes on and on.
Pete's meat.
Man, this is exciting. Again, I want everybody watching. I hope you understand. These are, unbiased, unpolitically affected opinions. So I think these are more important than the actual Best of Show winners.
100%
more important. So, do you have it?
If you saw the people that were voting on this,
I understand. Can you describe
them?
Nerds.
No offense.
The look I had,
my
the mask the first day.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay.
These guys have not caught a bass in
20
years.
Wow, it's crazy. Interesting. Okay, well, there you have it.
Oh, I got an honorable mention.
Honorable mention, folks.
Yeah, so Tuesday when I fished the ICAST Cup with John Cox, we did a little bit of wobbleheading and also chatterbait. Well, Z-Man's got a new chatterbait out in conjunction with
Freedom
Tackle.
Yep.
So it's a chatterbait with a round football wobblehead on it, or a round football head, and a free swinging hook on it.
That's kind of cool.
So it's set up to be like 3/4 ounce, get down and
grind around
on rock,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Get it, yeah,
it just makes a lot of sense. And again, it's got a great keeper on the back. You can change the hook out on that because it's got the Freedom Tackle set.
Oh yeah, look at that.
So to
pretty
me, it's
cool.
It's a bait that is going to have an application.
3/8,
and that's cake. But they go up to 3/4 and bigger.
What size wobblehead you throw a Toho?
Half.
Okay. Yeah. So heavier than that.
But the current was ripping.
Right.
And
yeah. Right.
And then they go, and set the hook.
Wow. Very interesting.
And honorable mention for Cashin' Rods Watson with his spoonjacking rod.
Spoonjacking rod.
Custom spoonjacking rod. It was really cool to listen to him talk about that technique. It's a really fun way to fish. Did you ever get to see Zaldane last 10 minutes of his tournament on the Bassmasters?
No.
The spoon
fest?
Yeah.
Oh, I did see it.
It's amazing.
He
had that tournament won and couldn't get him in.
He caught 2 or 3 and missed 2 or 3.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had 10 pounds
with
15 minutes left and almost stole it.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah, that
was
amazing.
I also want to real quick give my honorable mention again to another product I'm affiliated with. It's the Ike Series Travel Rod, available in spinning and casting. Of course, it comes in an ABS plastic hard case, shoulder strap, and it is a three-piece rod with 2 tip options to let you change on the fly. Spinning rod has a medium and a medium light tip. Casting rod has a medium and medium heavy tip. Available right now, no big wait, right now, from Tackle Warehouse,
$149.99. I'm in.
Nice.
I think that for
also got an honorable mention to our boy Hollywood here.
Hollywood!
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on, guys? Glad to be here.
Hollywood brought us donuts.
Yeah, woo-hoo! I bring the Donut King every year. Just showing the love when the guys come in town, that's all.
Woo-woo!
And great testimonial, Bass University subscriber, making his moves up the tournament trail. We look forward to great things from you, buddy.
I love it.
Are we ready?
I think we're ready. Do you have any real quick before we sign out? Next BU Live, you know what it is? Next Ike Live, I can tell you.
When's the next Ike Live?
All right, everybody watching, if you want to go over this coming Wednesday, which is Wednesday the
17th,
7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, the Ike Live ICAST special, special phone-in and Skype guest from some of the big winners here this week.
Outstanding. Yes. Outstanding.
The Ike Cast special.
Ike Cast special. Yeah, maybe that's what we should call it. When we premiere it. Also, we got here wonderful Becky, beautiful Becky with her amazing necklace, doing work this week, and Sir Charles in the back doing work this week. Good job, guys.
Yeah, boss.
Good job, guys. Good hustle. Good hustle, guys. Yes. All right, Pete, I think that's it. We'll say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Jeff. Man. Jeff, come over here. Come up. Take them earphones off. Come over here. There it goes.
Is it a selfie?
There it goes. This is the most.
Oh, no, does it still work if he's not back here?
It still works. I'm back here.
No, who's driving?
I don't know who's driving. But this is the most important guy this whole week. The guy behind the camera. Yeah. Shout out to Jeff.
Good job.
There you go. We got a new camera guy that popped in right here.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. Camera guy, how are we doing?
He's the guy with the mullet.
Oh, so I don't know. Where's he at? Where is he? All right, so no better way to go out, keep it rolling, than Brian and I decided we're going to do a slip and slide right here behind us. All right, you ready? Just take the mic off.
No, are you serious?
You want to do it?
I'm
going to
be soaking wet.
All right, let's not do it.
Chickens.
It was in my 20s, I would have did it, but I'm chicken out. I would have did it, yeah. Yeah, we did that. Hope everybody has a good one, Pete. Great
hey,
show.
Thanks everybody for watching. Look forward to amazing stuff coming for Bass University TV. Thanks for subscribing. Oh, by the way, it's the Frog Days of Summer.
Yes,
right now. We got a great deal going on. If you haven't joined, we're giving away a $50 gift pack featuring two Terminator Frogs, Flambeau Tackle Box, one of Mike's Ike Quotient Tackle Box, a lot of great stuff. So come on over, join the party, join us at Bass U. And thanks for watching, guys. I'm Pete Gluzek, and this is the whole crew. Bass University TV.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Love you.